This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Hey, good morning. Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. We're here in the studio today at iHeartMedia, WWNC 570 AM, where we are every Saturday morning, 8.05 AM Eastern Time, to do the Ingles Information Aisle. And we have some amazing folks here in Western North Carolina, some amazing entrepreneurs that you've had a chance to talk to and listen to here on the Ingles Information Aisle. And a lot of these folks got their start at Blue Ridge Food Ventures, and that's down in the Enka Candler area. It's actually right across from our brand new store in Enka Candler, right on Sand Hill Road. And so what we thought would be kind of nice is to invite the folks from Blue Ridge Food Venture here into the studio to talk to us a little today about what Blue Ridge Food Ventures is, what they do, what kind of facility they have there. Who are some of the local vendors that you might know of that work out of Blue Ridge Food Ventures? And if you're interested, if you're a food entrepreneur, not just food, they do other things there as well, and Michael will talk about that, you know, what it takes to get in the door, and what kinds of things, what kinds of equipment they have there, and, how that all works. So, everybody ready? Here we go. Oh, and I've got this on Periscope, so this has been kind of fun. So by the time the show airs, it won't be on Periscope anymore, but it's kind of fun to see Michael here, and mostly on radio, you don't get to see who you're talking to. That's Michael McDonald. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what exactly do you do for Blue Ridge Food Ventures?
Well, I am the client services manager. So when people are deciding to start a food business, I'm their initial contact. And that is for both the co-packing side of our facility and the shared use.
Okay.
The difference being the shared use side of the facility, people come in and make their own products. In a co-packing relationship, we have crews that develop and make the recipes on behalf of a customer.
And then package them up and everything.
Package them, get them shipped out.
Okay, so if somebody is not familiar with Blue Ridge Food Ventures, sort of what was the how long has it been around? I know it's kind of changed recently, but can you give everybody a little bit of a background on what Blue Ridge Food, how it got started, and sort of how it's changed in the past, not even a year.
Certainly.
Eight months?
We've gone through some changes in the last few months.
Okay.
We're over 10 years old and started out as just an idea in the early 2000s to develop a facility that would serve farmers and other value-added food producers who needed to do something with the fruits of their labor.
Okay.
And they needed a facility where they could do a variety of things, from taking field heat out of their vegetables in one of our coolers, maybe in a freezer, to processing their hot peppers, drying them, and making them into a variety of different hot sauces that you can find available in Western North Carolina and Ingles.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The names that you might be most familiar with that we see on the end caps are some of our pasta sauce, the Thoughtful Harvest pasta sauce, the Firewalker hot sauce.
We've had Franco in here in the studio. He's a character.
Yes, we enjoy Franco.
Have you met Franco?
Yep. They were in yesterday.
Okay.
Producing. They were there for probably 13 hours.
My goodness.
Putting in their time.
Yep.
And other folks that are fairly visible, No Evil Foods and Smiling Hara Tempeh.
Right. So all those folks come through, and, you know, if someone has never been to Blue Ridge Food Ventures, can you give us a little bit of like a virtual walkthrough of what kinds of equipment is there and what kinds of people, like we talked a little bit about some of the names people might know, but what kinds of equipment is there that people can have access to once they have time in the facility?
Of course. So we have 11,500 square feet mm-hmm. in our facility. A large portion of that is storage, cages, cold storage and
now,
things.
When you say cages, you don't actually keep people in the cages, right?
We don't have to keep people
just
in the cages.
People are not so good. It's more like for supplies and
yes,
stuff like
and that. Ingredients and small wares.
Folks, don't get your hopes up. It's not like a zoo or anything over there.
Well, it can be.
Okay, I stand corrected. It can be a zoo.
Yeah, in so much as sometimes you have to say, not my circus, not my monkeys. It's great.
You hear that, Kevin? I'm going to keep that one.
It's a good adventure every day.
Okay.
But in terms of equipment, we have a dry kitchen we have proof boxes, we have large ovens, and when I say large ovens, I mean an oven that you can literally walk into. Roll-in rack ovens.
But again, we wouldn't recommend you do that.
At least not while it's on.
Okay, good to know.
Convection ovens, gas ovens, 12 burner eyes on the stove. We have a combi oven. We have all manner of filling machines from Edhard fillers to pneumatic fillers, electronic fillers. We have in our wet kitchen, which is called our wet kitchen because that's where we have the pieces of equipment that have water running directly to them. We have a combi oven, which is just a brilliant piece of equipment. It has its own little computer brain on the side that it can be programmed and is just more accurate than any other oven you'll ever use.
Okay.
It's a beautiful piece of equipment. Tilt brazers, steam jacketed kettles in the 60 to 80 quart range. We have 60 quart Hobart mixers. We have a lot coating, labeling, and heat sealing line where we can take folks' hot sauce, pour it automatically into the bottle, cap it, label it, lot coat it, tamper band seal it, and package it.
But beyond all this equipment, you guys are also certified and inspected. So, you know, it's a lot different than somebody going, I'm going to bottle up some hot sauce and I'm going to do it in my kitchen and just sell it, right?
Right. It's really hard for a lot of people to achieve a saleable product in their home kitchens, sure. especially if they have pets or especially if they're living in an apartment where they can't make any meaningful renovations to their kitchens that would get them within code. So we help those level of producers especially find a certified facility where they can operate under FDA and USDA certification so that anything that they make in that facility can then be sold commercially.
Got it. Stay tuned, folks. I'm talking with Michael McDonald. There he is right there on the Ingles Information Hour. We're talking about Blue Ridge Food Ventures. We have an exciting event coming up in December at Blue Ridge Food Ventures, an opportunity for folks who are local vendors to exhibit, but also an opportunity for folks here in the community to buy some of these local products. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Michael McDonald, not to be confused with rock star or anything. He is a rock star in his own right. He's a client services manager. Did I get that right?
You did.
For Blue Ridge Food Ventures, and they're out in off of Sandhill Road in the Enka Candler area, and they're right across the street from one of our newest stores. Yay! You love that store, don't you?
I do love that store. It's an easy
store.
It's the easiest lunch walk I've had.
Yeah. And Blue Ridge Food Ventures is a really neat facility. They it affords the food or other entrepreneur a place where they can produce product. And, you know, Michael was talking about some of the names that are at Ingles that you might know, but a lot of folks who produce food in Western North Carolina have at one point or another come through Blue Ridge Food Ventures or have benefited from instruction or classes at Blue Ridge Food Ventures. I know Bucci Kombucha was somehow connected a long time ago.
Bucci is what we refer to as one of our graduates.
Graduates, okay.
So the objective of the facility is not to be a permanent home for producers.
Sure.
Our objective, our end goal is that the producers that utilize our facility are able to grow.
Right.
And ideally, they grow to the point where we are too small for them.
They can have their own plant or whatever.
They either, you know, some of the relationships that have developed, different producers go in together and develop their own new processing space.
Sure.
Or to just go and develop their own by themselves.
Right.
And Bucci has done that. We helped them. They grew. We became too small for them. And now
they're big.
They're on their own.
Yeah, you can find Bucci Kombucha in the produce section at I think about 100 of our stores probably.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But Imladris Jam.
Yep.
That's one that we've had at Ingles on and off for quite some time. You mentioned Firewalker Hot Sauce.
Yes.
Let's see.
Smoking Jay's
Smoking
Hot Sauce.
Jay. They're not out of stores yet,
okay.
I think. Let's see, who else? Bella Lea Pizza, they've been sold, but they were distributing there for a while. Dolce De Maria was there very early on. Now she has her own.
Mm-hmm.
She's a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the folks that you might see at Ingles as local vendors at some of our Taste of Local events, they probably came through at some point or, you know, Blue Ridge Food Ventures touched them. Oh, while I'm on that subject, we have a Taste of Local coming up in December. It is Thursday in December. Oh, Kevin's got his old his other calendar up there, so I'll have to look what it is. Can you flip to the December calendar and real quick, and I will look. Remember, it's the 17th of December. So it's the 17th of December. It will be at that Enka Candler store.
Great.
And it'll be from 3:30 to 6, and we'll have some of these local farmers and vendors there for you to meet and for you to sample the products. And that's a great opportunity to meet these folks. But the week before, we're having another event, and that is the Holiday Marketplace. And that's going to be at Blue Ridge Food Ventures, right across from the Enka Candler store. So, Michael, tell everybody a little bit about what they can expect from the Holiday Marketplace.
The Holiday Marketplace is an opportunity for the public who generally don't come to our facility. It's generally just the producers that are using the space to learn more about not only what we do, but also what our producers have available, and as well as, you know, Asheville producers. It's not something that is strictly limited to those folks who are utilizing our facility or have utilized our facility in the past. It's really, again, a kind of a local showcase of producers. And from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, December 11th, we will throw open the doors, depending on how cold it is. Maybe we'll keep them closed and turn on the heat. But
right.
We'll open our doors to the public and have somewhere between 20 and 30 independent vendors of local Asheville products.
You know, folks, I have been a number of years to this Holiday Marketplace. It is so much fun to go and, you know, meet folks and sample products. It's kind of like our Taste of Local events, but you can also buy items. It's a great opportunity to look for stuff for those last minute Christmas gifts, the holiday, your holiday Secret Santas or whatever you're doing, because there will be all sorts of vendors there. And we also want to mention that it is an opportunity if you are a local vendor. It doesn't necessarily have to be food,
right,
but you want to have your product. You want to be there from 10 until 7 with your product at this Holiday Marketplace on December 11th. You want to get in touch with Michael right away. There might be a couple spaces left. Michael, how do they reach you, and what's the cost if you're a vendor who wants to have your stuff there?
So a vendor that wants to contact us to use the facility during the Holiday Marketplace should call me, Michael McDonald, at 828-348-0130.
Okay.
That's my direct line, and you can either speak with me or leave a message, and I'll get right back to you. The cost for participation is $30, and that covers up to an 8-foot table.
Great. Okay, so you heard it again. If you are a vendor, it doesn't have to be food. It could be dog treats. It could be lotions. It could be soap, whatever, right?
Right. I'm glad you bring that up, because that kind of shows the other side of the facility. We do food, but we also do natural products.
Yeah.
We have a dedicated space where people make things such as face creams, tinctures, pet care, hair care products, deodorant sticks.
So we'll see a lot of all kinds of different vendors at this. Give them your number again. If you want to be a vendor at the Holiday Marketplace on December 11th, call Michael McDonald at
828-348-0130.
Again, it's $30 to be a vendor there. It's open to the public. There's no charge for admission. We're going to tell you about some of the fun things we're going to be doing to get you, the public, more engaged on that day, because we're going to have some opportunities for these vendors to win some prizes. And it's just a fun way. We're hoping it'll be a fun way for you to get to interact with these vendors and also kind of support them with your vote. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Today in the studio, I have Michael McDonald. He's a client services manager for Blue Ridge Food Ventures. They're located out in the Anka Candler area. I've been working with them on a brand new component to the Holiday Marketplace. Michael, do you know how many years they've been doing the Holiday Marketplace at Blue Ridge Food Ventures?
Not offhand.
It's been several.
It's been several years.
Yeah.
I know it's not something that started from the very beginning.
No,
I think for the last several years, I hesitate to put a number on it because I'm not sure.
I'd say at least four or five. I think four or five years.
I think that would be fair.
Yeah. So this year's Holiday Marketplace is going to be Friday, December the 11th at Blue Ridge Food Ventures, which is right off Sand Hill Road from 10 until 7. It's open to the public. It's a great opportunity to meet some of your local vendors and sample products, but also to maybe stock up for holiday gifts, Christmas gifts, your office party, right? Who are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
Some of the vendors that are going to be there, we have Colleen's Toffees are going to be there.
Mm.
We have, oh gosh, I wish I would have brought my list and had
Mimi's
it just right
Mountain
in front
Mixes.
Of me. Yes.
Mimi's Mountain Mixes. You just mix her mixes with beer. She's a really good one. The Coles.
Yes. Ken and Marilyn Cole.
They usually do some sort of vegetable thing.
Yes, they have a wonderful asparagus puree.
Ooh.
That if you like soup,
it's really good.
This makes an excellent soup base.
Great. How about any barbecue sauces or hot sauces, anything like that? Because those are all always pretty popular to see. Michael's making these grimacing faces like he's trying to remember which ones are going to be out there. You had mentioned something about, was there not a cracker? Who else did you mention?
Roots and Branches.
Is Roots and Branches going to come out?
We've reached out to him.
Oh, I hope so. That'd
be
great.
So too.
I'll bug Clark and see if he's. I know he's pretty busy this time.
Well, you remind
me
that Roots Hummus.
Oh, and Roots Hummus is
going to be there.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes.
So that'll be good too. And any soaps or care products that you can remember that are on the list that we're going to be there? Oh, Asheville Goods, you said, was going to be there. And what do they have?
Asheville Goods has a variety of different products sourced from the region.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do a little differently this year is we're going to let you, the public, who come to the Holiday Marketplace, vote for your pick of the Holiday Marketplace. So for $1, and that money will go back to Blue Ridge Food Ventures, you'll be able to buy a ballot for $1. You can buy more ballots if you want, and you can walk around the Holiday Marketplace and you can vote for your favorite of the Holiday Marketplace. It could be a food product or a non-food product. It could be, treats for animals or something like that, treats for your dog. And then you turn those ballots in when you leave, and then we're going to have sort of a people's choice, and there'll be an award or prize for the people's choice. But we're also going to have a jury competition for all the vendors that are there with some food experts. And we're going to pick the best of, and that person will get a prize, a bigger prize. So I know I'm being kind of vague about the prizes. We will publish all that for you, I promise. But it'll be a great opportunity to get some visibility, but also the people's choice will be fun because you can say, oh man, I really like that Roots Hummus or this is a product I've never tried before, so I'm really excited about that. So, wait, didn't you say the bagel, Home Free with
Certainly. Yes, yes. Michael Akers and Home Free Bagels will be there.
Oh, those are so good,
they
too.
Are, they're very good.
Very good bagels. So all kinds of different things for you to sample. Oh, we want to make sure we mention, where is the website? So if people want to find out more about Blue Ridge Food Ventures, where do they go?
Very simple. www.blueridgefoodventures.org.
Okay. And do you have... do you offer any kind of training or classes for people as well? If people are just want to get started in being entrepreneurs, is there anything like that right now?
We have in the past, during our transition from Advantage West to WNC Communities, we've had to restructure some things.
Sure.
Although I would like to get back into that.
Yeah.
Yes, especially the food safety.
Oh, yeah.
Type of things, which I think is very important.
Sure.
The classes that have taken place in the past, I know people have found very valuable.
Yeah, I think there's ones like, there's been ones about marketing and things
yes.
like that. So.
And we certainly provide, you know, some kind of preliminary assistance for our producers who need help in terms of their marketing, their advertising, their sourcing of products and materials. We try to make it as easy as possible for our producers to come in and utilize the facility.
Okay. And you're also on Facebook, Blue Ridge Food Ventures,
yes.
right? And on Twitter, I think it's BR Food Ventures or BR something like that.
I
think
I'm a Twitter novice.
Oh,
so
no.
That
is. Just see me. I can help you out.
Okay.
I promise I can help you out. And we have about a minute left. Okay. So, Michael, so say I'm somebody who thinks I have a really great idea for a food product. What are some questions that you're going to ask me if I call you about and say, I have this product that everybody thinks is amazing. What kinds of questions are you going to ask me?
Well, first I'd like to know, where in the development process are you?
Okay.
Do you have a recipe?
Okay.
And if so, have you had that recipe tested? There are folks at NC State Food Compliance that are very, very helpful in terms of getting your nutritional labeling down.
Oh, okay.
If this is a product that's going to live on the shelf at room temperature and is going to be shelf stable.
How long is the shelf life?
Oh. What's your shelf life?
Okay.
You know, in addition to that, what's your pH of your product or your water activity, so we can tell, is this going to be a product that can live on the dry shelf, or is it going to have to live in the cold storage or in frozen storage? So we want to know where you are in the formulation of your product.
Okay.
We want to know, have you developed a business plan? Have you looked into marketing?
Okay.
In addition to that, what is your final product going to live in? Is it going to live in a bottle? Is it going to be in a bag? And is it going to be that bag going to be in a box?
Lots to think about.
What's your label going to look like?
So it's a little bit kind of like a Shark Tank kind of experience, but nicer.
Oh, gosh, much nicer. And probably only one person at a time.
Okay. So, folks, you heard it. This is Michael McDonald from over here at Blue Ridge Food Ventures. Go to blueridgefoodventures.org to find out more information about their facility in the Yankton Candle area. And be sure and come by the Holiday Marketplace on Friday, December 11th from 10 until 7. And if you're a vendor, don't delay. Make sure you contact Michael about getting a space before they're all gone. Only $30, December 11th. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.